I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Expect a high near 63 degrees. The Illinois Supreme Court won't immediately consider Attorney General Lisa Madigan's appeal of a circuit court ruling that says state workers must be paid during the budget impasse. Justices yesterday denied Madigan's request to bypass the appellate court and take the matter directly to the Supreme Court. Madigan argues the Illinois Constitution requires an enacted appropriation for state spending. The Democrat says stopping state employee paychecks would hasten a budget agreement. A judge in St. Clair County last month refused to reverse a previous order that requires Illinois to pay its workers in the absence of a spending plan. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner has criticized Madigan's actions. He accuses her of trying to force a government shutdown so that her father, Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan, can raise taxes. Madigan denies that claim. Her office has already filed an appeal in Illinois' 5th Appellate District. Marion leaders have approved a sales tax hike. The 4-1 vote will bump Marion's sales tax by 0.25% starting July 1st. It's expected to bring in more than $1 million additional dollars to the city. Finance Commissioner Anthony Ranella says employee retirement and benefit costs are going up, so the city needs more revenue.
The cost of doing business has risen and out of our control, and the needs for additional monies is very well warranted.
City leaders say the new tax rate will be the same as Carbondale's and slightly higher than other neighboring communities. But Mayor Bob Butler says he doesn't expect shoppers will see a big difference in their bills.
If you're paying 8.5, say, now, and it goes up 0.25, you're paying 8.75. How many people are going to notice the difference? You're talking pennies.
But the tax hike was not without its opponents. Commissioner Angelo Hightower voted against it. He says the city needs to get its fiscal house in order before going to the taxpayers for more money. Mayor Butler says the city's budget is sound, but costs are rising, so additional funds are necessary. The airing of grievances over the ongoing state budget impasse is continuing between Governor Bruce Rauner and the state's controller, Susana Mendoza. WBEZ's Tony Arnold has more.
As comptroller, Mendoza signs the checks connected to the state's bank accounts. These days, Illinois is late in paying nearly $13 billion worth of bills and is not paying social service organizations at all because there's no budget. Mendoza gave a lunchtime speech today comparing her role as comptroller to George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, giving social services just enough of what they need to stay open.
That's us every day. We're just trying to keep Governor Rauner from turning Illinois into Pottersville.
At his own news event, Rauner accused Mendoza of trying to create a crisis in state government to force a tax hike and ignore his own economic agenda. I'm Tony Arnold.
We're going to see clouds today and a chance of showers and storms. I'm Jennifer Fuller.